Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Chairman, thank you. Allow me in the first instance to thank you for the efforts that you've made in preparing this first substantive session of the open-ended working group. I assure you that you have the full support of our delegation as you fulfill your mission. Algeria shares the concern about the growing worry due to the arms race in space and the threat that this poses to the whole world and economic and social life in general. The prevention of such a race becomes imperative, and all states must make it a responsibility to stop any activity that could compromise the achieving of our common goal, which is preserving space as a place which is free of weapons of mass destruction and indeed free of any kind of weapon, so that everyone can benefit from it. The growing use of space means we need growing transparency and more ambitious confidence-building measures. In this respect, all states that have significant space resources have a particular responsibility to make an active contribution to the ultimate goal of the peaceful use of space and to limit the arms race in space and to refrain from any conduct which is not in line with this goal, so that we can maintain peace and security throughout the world and foster international cooperation. Space and celestial bodies are a shared asset of humanity. They must be explored and used in a spirit of cooperation and for the benefit of all countries and everyone who lives in them. We need to have full access to technology in outer space through cooperation, technical assistance, and capacity building. And this must be open to developing countries. Algeria supports all efforts to strengthen the legal framework of outer space, inspired by a common desire to build a common future for all of humanity and to ensure there are no serious threats to international peace and security. My country restates that the Conference on Disarmament is the only multilateral negotiating fora, and this has a key role to play in starting without further delay negotiations on a binding instrument in order to prevent an arms race in outer space. My country is firmly attached to the ideal of preventing such an armed race, and through the CD, it will vote for all relevant resolutions adopted at the global level. We thank panelists for the presentations made this morning about international legal frameworks and other normative frameworks relating to the threat posed by behaviors in outer space. This is a discussion which has a particular importance given the implementation of Resolution 76231, because this underpins the work of the group. And the exchanges that took place today, as well as UNIDIR's document on existing legal and normative frameworks and threats arising from states' behaviors in outer space, have allowed us to draw up an exhaustive inventory of legal and normative frameworks, in something which allows us to draw appropriate conclusions with respect to the works groups. So we can already see one of the possible outcomes relating to the behavior of states in outer space. And this is the full respect of existing legal and normative frameworks while working in good faith in everyone's interest to strengthen them and consolidate them. In this context, we have to explore common areas of interest in common approaches that are not exclusive, while restating the importance of existing regulatory frameworks and while putting in place all necessary measures to adapt them to emerging challenges. In simplified terms, the weaknesses identified in the existing legal and normative frameworks could be filled on a case-by-case basis through a combination of negotiations of new binding legal rules and the adoption of new transparency and confidence-building measures, knowing that these could not replace a legally binding treaty on the prevention of an arms race in outer space. This is something which should feed into the debate of the prevention of the arms race in outer space. And this is something which is reflected in paragraph 80 of the final document of the 10th Extraordinary Session of the General Assembly on disarmament, according to which new measures should be taken, as well as relevant international negotiations should be conducted in line with the Treaty on the Exploration and Use of Outer Space, including the Moon and other celestial bodies. To conclude, Chair, my delegation is aware of the importance and of the urgency of preventing an arms race in outer space, and we are therefore ready to constructively contribute to efforts to ensure that our work is crowned with success. Thank you.